Praise God. All right. This evening, we're talking about a title, something we've titled, Why Am I Still Single? Praise God. Why am I still single? It's going to be very short. We're going to just go straight into the point. Then I'll be able to take a few questions at the end. I also want to quickly recommend, I did a series some time ago titled Why Marriages Delay. All right. I don't know if they have it ready now, but if they don't have it ready, do you have it ready? Okay, Why Marriages Delay, the CD. Yes. So it's a more detailed teaching, Why Marriages Delay. It's a more detailed teaching. Please, everybody should get that. It will bless you. All I'm doing now is like a summary of that more detailed one. So why am I single? We're looking at about 5 points today. Number one, you need to ask yourself, am I available? Why am I single? The first thing you need to start to ask yourself is that, am I available? Am I available? Am I available? Some people are not available. They don't want to be single, but at the same time, they are not available. What does that mean? What does it mean to be available? Or what does it mean if you say you are not available? It might be certain ways that you are living, or certain ways, or certain things that you are doing that is making you not available in the singles market. You know, they have a job market. They also have a singles market where people that are looking for spouses go. Praise God. Yes, so. And you know the amazing thing, like they say, there are many fishes in the ocean. Is it fishes or fish? Fishes. There are many of them in the ocean. Amazing. I mean, there are so many people. As you are praying for a great spouse, somebody else is praying for, if you are praying for a great husband, somebody else is praying for a great wife. There are many good people. In fact, one of the ways you know whether you are available is whether your mentality is even right. Some people in their mind, now they are praying for a husband, but in their mind, they are also telling themselves they are no good husband. You are not available if you think like that. That means you are praying for a good husband, but you are going everywhere and carrying in your mentality that there are no good men again. But you are praying for one. You are not available if you are thinking like that. So what are you thinking? Are you available? You are not available if you are carrying emotional baggage. When I mean you are not available, I'm talking about things that you are doing now that are sending off a wrong signal. Let me give you an example. In the Island Church today, one of the meeters and greeters, he wore suits. Then he wore dark glasses. You understand? And he was standing at the entrance. One family that were coming for the service, they didn't know where the hall was. But as they were coming, when they saw the guy, they turned on that place. If you ask that guy, now what are you here? Say, I'm here to welcome people. But you are not welcoming. So you can be claiming that you are available when you are not really available. You might be claiming you are available, but you are sending a wrong signal. You are sending a wrong message. The energy flowing from you is not in line with what you think you are trying to pass. Praise God. There are some houses, you can write, you are welcome to this home. If you near the place and you hear one very big dog, even though they wrote welcome, you know you are not welcome. Somebody get what I'm saying here? So I'm talking about when I say are you available, there are things you might be doing, there are signals you might be sending that is pushing people away. Part of it is walking around with that mentality that there are no good men or there are no good women. On that one is carrying emotional baggage. If you are carrying emotional baggage, you'll be sending signal to people to run away. People will come close to you and they will feel you are not available. What do I mean by emotional baggage? For instance, if you are carrying the past hurt from your past relationships, you've been hurt before. maybe a man disappointed you, maybe a woman disappointed you, maybe someone betrayed you, and you are walking around with that mentality. You might be saying you are available, but whenever somebody talks to you, they have not said two sentences, and you say, hey, John is a wicked man. What John did to me. If you know, you ask the guy, do you know John? Say, who is John? Say, that one wicked man. He dealt with me. You are sending the wrong signals. You can't be carrying emotional baggage from your past. If people have hurt you in the past, let God heal you. God can heal. No matter what you have been through, God can heal you. Let them heal you, because you cannot be carrying that emotional baggage and still claim you are available. You are not available. People will come close to you and they will sense it. There are signals you send that will either move people away or draw people to you. Praise God. So, are you carrying baggage, hurt from past relationships, mindsets from past relationships? There are some ladies that in their past relationship, a guy was chancing them. Or maybe it's even their parents. Maybe her father was a bully. So she's carrying that emotional baggage that no man must cheat me. No man must chance me. So when she meets a guy, and the guy says, hey, how are you doing? You know, take a seat. You say, no, why? You want to control me? You understand? The guy doesn't know what you're talking about. Praise God. Do you understand? There are people like that. You must deal with the emotional baggage, or else you are not available. On that question, on that being available, is that, are you dating someone and claiming to be available? When I mean someone you cannot marry. There are many ladies dating someone they can't marry and they still claim to be in the market at the same time. E.g., as in you are dating a married man. You are not available. You are sending signals. You are sending signals. People can pick those signals. You are already involved. You are involved with someone you can't marry. Maybe you are dating a man that you know you can never marry him. Maybe he's a bad guy. You know he's not the type you will marry, but you are involved. You are sending the wrong signal. You are not available. You are not available. Girls that are available are more interested when they meet a guy. When you are involved with other people, you are not as interested when you meet a guy, because you are involved. You are not available. On that way that we check whether you are available is that, are you claiming someone that is not interested in you? What do I mean? You work in an office, maybe you are in a class, in a school, maybe you are in a church. In your mind, you've already said, I must marry Brother John. He has not proposed to you. He doesn't even know you. He doesn't even talk to you. He has not even said anything. Maybe he even talks to you, but he has not said anything. And in your mind, every day in your prayer, you are saying, God, you must give Brother John to me. When you get heavily emotionally attached to Brother John like that, you will send signals to other people saying no vacancy. It will be clear that there is no room in your heart for other people. There will be a sign in the emotional realm saying no parking. Is somebody here? Many women have lost a good guy because they were hoping that John in choir will marry me. In fact, they will dream for John. They will see John in a vision. In fact, somebody told me one time, because in a certain school, I don't want to mention the school so that they won't track the story. But in a certain school, they have a place where people go to pray. You know, universities those days, you have certain places that everybody goes to pray in the morning or whatever. When somebody was telling them that they went to pray in the place, and a sister was mentioning a brother's name. Full name, oh. Name and surname, full. That, oh Lord, brother so-and-so called his name, that he must marry, and the guy was already engaged to somebody else. You see, that kind of lady praying with passion like that for one person, if other eligible guys come, she will think she's being nice. But you see, you can't pretend for long. Very soon, the guys will get the signal that you're already involved. No vacancy. You'll be telling them no vacancy. They won't be able to connect with you emotionally because you're already connected somewhere else. Are you available? Are you available? On that way, we need to check whether you are available. is, do you have unrealistic expectations? Do you have unrealistic standards? The person some people want to marry, permit the grammar, is a people. Because of, I don't know any better way to say what I want to say. That's why I'm saying like that. The person some ladies want to marry, or some guys want to marry, is a people. What do I mean by that? I mean, they have joined about 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 people together into one person. That's their list. Praise God. You can't, there is no human being that will be 100%. If there's a human being that's 100%, guess what? The person won't marry you because you are not 100%. The person won't be able to stand you. Praise God. You know that if you are very intelligent, you will hate stupidity. Hope you know. You don't know? If you are very intelligent, it takes the grace of God to be able to entertain foolish people. If you are very beautiful, you'll be used to seeing beautiful things. If you are very holy, you can't stand on righteousness. So if you are looking for somebody that is 100%, the person won't be able to stand you. But some people have unrealistic expectations. Hallelujah. Say, who do you want to marry? Say, you must be a prayer warrior. They say, yes. He must be a Bible teacher. Yes. He must be able to sing like Kirk Franklin or Don Moy. How many times have you seen one person that is known for prayer and also known for singing? One person. Because focus creates blindness. You can't be 100% in every areas of your life. Praise God. Don't have unrealistic expectations. Some people, they will join like 8 pastors. That's the person they want to marry. Say, must be humble like Pastor Deboye. Have faith like Bishop Oyedepo. Be excellent like Pastor Paul Adeforasi. Be prayer warrior like Dr. Lukoya. Be funny like Pastor Kingsley. Only you, one person. You want to marry all these people? In one. Unrealistic expectations. Unrealistic expectations. Say, I want a man that will be very romantic. Yes. Very rich. Ah. Well, yes. Very successful. Okay, yes. Very spiritual. It's okay, yes. Only you. Yes, you most likely meet the man as a work in progress. Some things in that person, you are the one that will help that thing to grow. So the Bible said that Jesus is presenting to himself a church without spot or wrinkle. That means he's the one that took the church when it was not perfect and presented it to himself. That means he walked on the church. He sprinkled it. He washed it with the washing of the water by the word. That's what they said. So that spouse might not come 100% perfect. Don't have unrealistic expectations. Make sure you are realistic. Praise the Lord. Are you available? So put yourself through all these things. Make sure you are first available. Number two, are you accessible? Are you accessible? Some people are available, but they are not accessible. We cannot meet them. They are eligible bachelors, eligible spinsters, or what a bachelorette. But we cannot meet them. Praise the Lord. When we're young, don't raise your hand when I ask the question. When we're young, when you saw a girl, okay, girls don't chase boys, so let me use only boys. So when, as a boy, you see a girl somewhere in your neighborhood that you like, and she's from others' home that they lock the gate, you have to find other ways to what? Get access. So it's either you go and hang around near her house, anytime they open the gate, you check who is coming out. You see, what are you doing? You are trying. She's available, but she's not yet accessible. You are looking for ways that you can even meet. As a single person, you must be accessible. Yes, prayer is powerful, and we must all pray. But if you pray and pray and pray and you only stay under your bed, it's only mosquito that will see you. The eligible guys won't see you. Be accessible. Let's be able to reach you. What does that mean? That's why it's good to belong to a church. A church is a good place to meet someone. Belong to a church. And even when you belong to a church, belong to a department. Some people are imagine if your church is a 10,000 member church. Or even a 5,000 member church. Or a 20,000 member church. And they do like 5 services. And you are not in any department. You just come inside. You pray, oh God, oh Lord. You just worship. It's only God that is in you. And God doesn't want to marry. After the worship, you just come out, enter your car and go. Or come out, enter a taxi and go. You are not accessible. Join a department. They need to be seeing you. There are many people in this church that have married because they were able to be in the same department with the girl. And some people are very smart. Before they choose department, they go around the department. Say, brother in the Lord, which department will you join? I say, I'm coming. That's carnal. You don't have to do like that. God, what people, that's the kind of thing they go like, say, yes! No. The important thing is that join the department. You are making yourself accessible. Accessible. Somebody can even see you. But if you just come to, especially if it's a big church, you just come and go. You are not accessible. You are not accessible. I see that happen all the time. Join a small unit. Join a connect group or a cell group, whatever they call it in your church. Join a department. Join a service group. Be some so that you can have access. Somebody can even talk to you. It's just like you are. It's like they can see you sometimes, but you are too far away before they even reach where you are. You see, if you are those kind of guys that walk fast, if you are single, reduce your space. Reduce the pace. Some people just walk fast. You don't know single people. They are not running anywhere, but by nature, they just walk fast. If you, because the guy is trying to talk to you before he has even gathered himself, we don't reach my two. you can't be walking that fast. Be accessible. Some ladies are not accessible. They are available, yes, but they are not accessible. Join a church. And I'm not talking about hopping from church to church. Belong to one church and be there. Let them know you. Don't join the church just because you want to get married. That's not your reason to join the church. But I'm saying, wherever you find yourself, be faithful there. Be there. Because sometimes, ladies don't know this, but some men naturally are bold. But the bulk of us, I can say 70% of us are not bold. About 70% of us are a bit slow. So it might take a guy about 6 months to muster courage to talk to you. If he sees you only once a year, that would be a problem. Some girls don't know that. In your mind, you think all men are bold. No, they have some few that are bold, but most men are not bold. I remember when I was attending one leadership course in Ikeja. Most of you know it's a popular school. It's a leadership course. I think it runs for 3 weeks. I was single then. And of course, as a single man looking for a wife, as I entered the class, I surveyed the class quickly. CCTV. You must be strategic in life. some people are just floating through this life. They are not looking. You must be strategic in everything you do. I'm here for a whole 3 weeks. I look around. I'm not talking about just looking for girls for girls' sake. I'm talking about you want to marry now, okay? Survey. I sighted one fine girl. She was sitting on this side. I was sitting on this side the first day. The second day, I came on time. Carry my Bible and everything. Sit near the area. You must be accessible. So I know where she normally sits. I sit in the row behind. Of course, every assignment, even though I have the assignment, I will copy her own again. So, excuse me, did you copy the assignment? So we started talking from there. We must talk. Borrow me your. Let me see your book. What did you copy everything? Every talk. So started talking. Be accessible. Be accessible. Okay. Position yourself well. Don't always be where they can't see you. Be accessible. If you can, if you have hobbies, things that you enjoy doing, maybe sports or exercise or going to the gym, anything you like to do, be involved with other aspects of life. There are some people that all they do is work. They just work from morning to night. They don't have any other life outside work. They don't have friends. They don't have anybody. Then how on earth is a guy going to see you? How are you going to see a lady to marry? You must have a social life. I'm not talking about going to drink or sin. I'm talking about be accessible. Be accessible. It's okay to take yourself out. You know, Valentine is coming in a few days. Many girls will be crying. Nobody took me out. You'll be handicapped. Why must they take you out? Take yourself out. Be accessible. Take yourself out. There are some fun places that you see, fun things that you see. Take yourself out. Somebody might meet you there. Do fun things. If you like movies, go and watch movies. Nothing wrong. Enter car, enter taxi, go and watch movie. Don't say somebody must take. Why must somebody take? How much is movie? 1,005. 1K. With popcorn. Go watch movie. Be accessible. Don't just sit down and be waiting. All right? Be involved in other hobbies, things that you like. If it's sports, if it's gym, whatever, be accessible, let people see you. Number three, be approachable. Be approachable. Some people are available, they are accessible. It's just that we cannot now approach them. We can see them. To approach them is a different ballgame. Be approachable. Approachable. There are some ladies that they don't know that they are frowning constantly. In fact, some ladies, their smile is still a frown. I'm telling you, real life, oh, her face like you. She's smiling. You are not smiling. And like I told you, most men are not even bold. I'm going to try to talk to them today, but I know of a fact that a lot of men are not bold. A lot of men fear rejection. They fear because many fine girls told them off. So they are afraid. They don't know what you are going to say. So the guy has been trying to talk to you for a long time. Finally, he gathers courage, comes to where you are, says, "Excuse me, sister." And you turn, say, "Yes." He says, "I want to borrow your Bible." He cannot say words in his mind. Or you say, "Please, can you give me direction to my two?" Is she a traffic warden? Because you are frowning. You might have problems, or please don't allow it to show on your face. Always try to keep a good countenance. Be approachable. Be approachable. Be approachable. Even when you are with your friends, be approachable. Some ladies, when they walk around like a gang, if you greet one of themselves, the way they all look at you, suspiciously, the guy got your face in front, they go. Be approachable. When someone greets you, greet them warmly. Some people, when you just greet them, "Good afternoon," the guy don't declare in voice 3 times before if he talk that good afternoon to you or that hello to you. Then you can't look and face, can't listen all your power. You take and say, "Hi." You have discouraged him already. Greet warmly. Greet warmly. Be approachable. The Bible says he that must have friends must show himself what? Friendly. Be approachable. I could just imagine. The Bible talked about Abraham's servant that was looking for a wife for Isaac. And he went to the well. And he saw Rebecca there. Is it Rebecca now? Yes. And he saw her there and he wanted to tell her to fetch water for him and for the how many camels he had. You can imagine if she was not approachable. The guy won't have had the boldness to go and tell her that kind of a thing. That give us water. Be approachable. Be friendly. Practice to smile. Some people think they are smiling. Go and look at your face. Check your smile whether it's real in the mirror. I'm telling you, you know some people, when they are shy, they bone their face. Hope you know. So you might think you are just, your face is normal. No, 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 no. Go and check it out. It might be scary. It might be scary. Be approachable. Can people easily talk to you? Are you friendly enough? Be approachable. Be approachable. Don't frown. Don't form. Don't be all those kind of people that are too high class to talk to regular people. You see, sometimes that guy that looks right, you see, I need to tell ladies this a lot. There is no, in fact, it's not only this, everybody. There is no ugly man, there's no ugly woman. Everybody can become fine or handsome with the right amount of money and with the right coaching. How many times have you seen an ugly woman in a very expensive car? It never happens. Because once there's an expensive car, there's money available to buy her clothes, buy her cream, buy her hair. Nowadays, you know, you can buy everything. You can buy human hair. You can buy eye. You can buy. So there's no ugly woman. There are only poor women and fine women. No ugly woman. If there's money, the woman can look good. Are you listening? The woman can look good. The same thing with a guy. The guy might not just have the know-how. If he's a hard-working guy, you can dress him up. You can groom him if you want to. So when you are all those kind of high-class guy or high-class babe that you don't even look at any other person, your eye is just up, up, up. Anybody, you know, you all the people on the ground, they are too small for you. You don't even give them a chance. Maybe because they don't even have a car. Oh, I see ladies do this one a lot. Because the guy used leg come your house. Or use leg, can't see you. You just size him up from head to toe. You can't even look the shoe. The shoe can't be like waiting need grace. You understand? The shoe itself need prayer. You just size him up. And your mind, you've already made up your mind, he's not my type. Who said? How much is shoe? He can buy shoe. Some of you have seen my picture when I was single. I wasn't like this, oh. If you like me now, you're late. I was not like this at all. And many ladies make that mistake. They make that mistake. Some of the guys you are boning now, they will be great guys in a few years. They'll be multi-millionaires in a few years. Be approachable. Be approachable. Be approachable. Hallelujah. Be approachable. Number four, are you able? Are you able? This is talking about capacity. Why am I still single? Are you able? Are you able to marry? Are you able for marriage? What does this mean? Capacity. Financial capacity. There are too many loafers today. Oh. They just want a girlfriend, but they don't want to marry. They just want a girl that they will block. They will become human delay for the girl. They will be escorting her like protocol officer. They don't even allow her to go anywhere by herself. They follow her to and fro. If she's going out, they come to the house, follow her. If she's dressed, they don't, but they can't marry. Are you able? Are you able? The purpose for a relationship is for us to marry, not just for the fun of it, to be escorting each other about. You escort her to her house, then she escorts you back for escorting her. Then you two say, okay, now that you have escorted me back, you will go home alone. No, let me escort you. So in one day, you have escorted yourself 5 times. Then you now divide the middle of the road. My brother, marry her. But you need to be able. Are you financially able? Men always ask me this question. Say, Pastor, is it that women are now carnal? Is it that women like material things? Nowadays, they don't want to marry a poor brother. Yes. Do you want your daughter to marry a poor brother? Do you want your sister to marry a poor brother? So why are you telling lies? Nobody wants to marry a poor brother. Because men try to spiritualize everything. Say, can't they just marry in the Lord in faith? Can your landlord collect rent in the Lord? Will principal collect school fees in the Lord? brother, go and walk. Go and walk. People are always asking me that thing. Package yourself well. I'm not saying you must have 10 million naira. That's not the point. Because that even leads me to another issue now. On that thing that is raining in our church. Is that the line boys are using now is that Pastor K didn't have anything when he married Pastor Mila. You will know people that are not ready to go forward. That's the line raining now. So you will see boys that don't know what they are doing. They'll be going about and telling girls that I don't have anything, but Pastor K didn't have anything when he married Pastor Mildred. So marry me. Let me balance that issue now. I was not rich. I didn't have money. But I already had a job. I already had something I was doing in my life. I had faith. Listen. And ladies, this is important to you. You see, because people mystify faith too much. People claim they have faith. Look, faith is real. How do you know somebody that has faith? By his results. Any faith that hasn't produced results yet is not faith, it's fake. Are you getting this? By the time I married, yes, I didn't have cash. I didn't have so much liquid cash. I already had a car. When I met my wife, I had a car. That car, I got it by faith because I didn't have natural money to afford it. I've shared this story many times. How the only money I had was to do number plates. I did number plates for that car before I took the car. Nearly I priced the car. It was 450K at that time. I didn't have any money. The only money I had was about 20K. It was enough to do number plate. I did number plate first for the car. I got that car. So if a guy is telling you, Pastor K didn't have anything, I had faith. And I still have faith. And it's still producing. So let's stop all that nonsense talk. So I already had faith. I had a car. I had somewhere I was living. And I could afford the basic things at least. And I was already building my vision. I already had a ministry. I already had a job. I was building the work I was doing. So I had a job in my hand. You see, all you need to see is that this guy, if you meet a guy, he has finished school 10 years ago or 5 years ago, and he claims he has faith. Simple. What has your faith produced in 5 years? If it hasn't produced anything, what are the chances to produce in the next 5 years? So that's what I'm saying. He might not be a millionaire, but we can measure. What have you done in the past 2 years? What have you done? Among all the things you call your vision and your plans, how many of them have you fulfilled in the past 2 years? It's simple. You must not have 10 million, but if I see that you're making motion, you're making progress, I can join you because two are better than one. They will have a good reward for what? Their labor. So I can join you and we will now move faster, which is what happened in my case and my wife's case. And I still use my faith for everything that we do. But you see, that faith was already working. There was proof for the faith. So not one loafer, he has finished school for 10 years, he has finished school for 5 years, he's coming in church to tell you that he has faith, and the faith hasn't produced one thing. That's fake. It's not faith. Is somebody getting this? So stop using that line. And you know the funny thing, let me even say this. I don't even know where guys get that problem from. Girls are not difficult to impress. You don't need 10 billion to impress a good girl. I'm talking about a wayward girl. I mean a good, godly girl. You don't need to have so much money. If you have faith, real faith, you can marry the queen. If you have faith, even as old as she is. If you have real faith, women are natural believers. You know why? Because that's why they call them woman. They call them womb man. A woman naturally is looking for the seed. If you can plant the seed of your vision inside her, she will make that seed grow. She's like an incubator. She will nurture that seed till it grows. So you don't need to do too much ceremony. If you have real faith, you can convince a godly woman to marry you. You just have to be bold enough and have real faith. Not that you don't even believe in your own destiny. So how can you convince somebody else to believe in it? When you yourself don't even believe in it. You're already saying you don't have anything. You are already using the wrong side of a story to sell your market. To show that you're not ready to go forward. All you need is real faith. Women are not that difficult to convince. I've seen some of the poorest people in the world marry great people because they could talk. I see people even say things like, "Pastor, I'm not a graduate. There's this guy that's a graduate in my age. He doesn't answer me." You are not, you don't have faith. You're not bold. I've shared this so many times, and I keep sharing it so that somebody will not resign themselves into failure because of their educational status. When I met my wife, she was doing masters. Me, I had OND. OND. The OND is ordinary. OND means ordinary. Ordinary. National diploma. The national day is Nigeria. One of the worst countries educationally. So, ordinary Nigerian diploma. She had a master's. And you know your pastor now. Faith can produce anything. And I see talking to marry me. And I told her that time, you will travel around the world. It has come to pass. Ask her. So I see somebody and I say, "And I'm not a graduate. There's one guy that she's a graduate. Ordinary BSc holder. Now you know if you toast. You are not my son. You are not my son. You can be zero graduate and marry PhD holder if you have faith. And you can talk. Somebody here. So just use your faith. The reason why, I'm talking about being able, the reason why some people are not marrying is because they don't have faith. Look, when I decided to marry, I didn't have the money. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. He said it is the evidence of things not seen. Many people are trying to act on things that can be seen. You want to have money in your account first before you marry. No. Let God speak to you. You start to use your faith. If you meet the kind of girl you like, fix date. I proposed with date. All these proposals people are doing today, I don't understand. They climb street light, climb third mainland bridge, put the ring inside cake or inside ice cream. Hungry girl, now you give that thing. You put the thing inside ice cream before you turn left and I should not finish the first one. Give me more. She don't lick the ice cream with the ring. So all these proposals people are proposing today, they are proposed to a girl. They are still walking around for 3 years, no marriage. That's fake proposal. A real proposal has to have date with it. Will you marry me? I've taught girls 7 questions wise women ask. One of the questions is when? Will you marry me? When? August. That's my proposal. I said, how does August sound in your spirit? By August 13th, we did our traditional wedding. At the time I was asking her at the beginning of the year, I didn't have a dime. But the date has been fixed. That's faith. And it's not that day I started using my faith. That faith has been producing before that day. So I came, how does August, no dime. What I mean, no, I mean, I had 0 naira. How does August sound? That is the confidence we are talking. Some people, they don't have money and they propose. And the guy says, okay, so when are we going to marry? You say, you know, there's you know, there's no money now. I'm not sure yet. Then that's not faith. I said, how does God send your spirit? And the crazy thing, I told you the list was crazy, no, normal list, long list, and all that. Even her parents then said, you know, that right now they are not too buoyant financially. They just did some things with their money that let's marry, let's do the wedding next year so that they can support us financially. I said, if that's the reason why you want to postpone the wedding for 1 year, I said, don't support us. We can handle it ourselves. You don't understand. I don't have money. Somebody say he won't support you. That's raw faith. I said, thank you. Don't worry about that. If that's the reason why I want to push next year, we'll be fine. Let's just follow us with this date. We know we understand that you won't bring much financially to now because you are, you know, you've done something. We understand that. You know, if many people say, hey, we should push it next year. You will support next year. How much will you bring? They will be happy about it. They will push it. because they're looking for a human being. Faith is not based on what man said. Faith is based on what God said. By August 13th, traditional wedding, by September 3rd, we were married. Is it 3rd now, 1st? 3rd. We were married. No dime on ground at the time the goal was set. The faith has been producing. I'm not talking about loafers that have never used their faith to do one thing in this world. They can't use their faith to handle their transport fare from their house to church. That faith has not produced yet. Go and settle down and dig into the word. Are you able? Propose to that girl. Fix it. Don't be afraid. He said, the Bible said, what two shall agree upon? You know the crazy thing about it? My wife was not even working then. You know, if she was working, would have at least been leaning on her own salary. No. She was in school doing master's, so she was a student. So she was not working. So two people that were not working, but the Bible says two of you shall agree. As touching anything, it shall be established. Hallelujah. And I was the pastor. And I told all the accounts people that a dime of the church money must not go to paying any of my wedding bills, because it's not church getting married. So not like mistake that the church wants to pay for that. No. Except the one of somebody individuals, but not at church accounts. Now, I told them not a dime of church money. See somebody that didn't have money, still shouting like this. That's rough faith, guys. Praise God. So are you able? Go and sit down and tighten your belt spiritually. Faith works. So stop all this. Pastor K didn't have money when he was getting married. That's your basis for proposal. Get on the word. Are you financially able? Being financially able is not for men alone. Women too can be financially able. Don't wait and sit down for someone just come and marry you. Grow your life also. Are you socially and emotionally able? Are you mentally able? There are other ways of being able. Are you emotionally able? Do you know, sir? This is important, though. Do you know many people that want to marry still don't know what marriage is about? Many people don't realize that in marriage, you will have to be making adjustments. In fact, if you ask me on that name for marriage, I will call it adjustment. Is somebody here? If you ask me what's on that name for marriage, I will call it what? Adjustment. Many people want to marry and they are not ready to make any sacrifice. Are you able to tolerate? Are you able to make sacrifices? The Bible says, he that will get married will have trouble in his flesh. That means he will go through a lot of inconveniences. Paul said, I want to spare you all this wahala. Stay single. Nowadays, we have two daughters now. Two of them can talk very well. They can shout, they can make noise. And now I'm a pastor. I need to, like, sometimes, like, if I just need to go to where I will be seen. Because the noise those children make sometimes. Do you understand? That's inconveniencing. So I'll just carry my Bible and my BlackBerry and my game. I'll just go downstairs to the parlor. If they are downstairs, I'll go upstairs. If they are at the back, I'll go to the front. If they're at the front, I'll go to the back. So that I can have some peace and quiet. That's inconveniencing. So marriage is not for jokers. I can imagine what people like Mr. Debo will go through. You have triplets of the same age. No, you have to tie them. Tie them and put them. Even blindfold. Tie. Stay here for 2 days. I'm coming back. I can imagine the noise that will be going on. I can imagine that noise. Praise God. My iPad now is not my own. It's my daughter's own. She gives me when she's not using it. Then that's why I can use it. She can operate it more than most adults that I've seen. She can operate it more than, and she's just 2 years old. It's when she's not using it that me, I use it. She said, Daddy, give me my tab. Tab. When I was your age, the only thing I know that was tab is tablet, is Panadol. It's Panadol. Is somebody getting this? So are you able to make sacrifices?
Because you want to marry, Are you able? Can you cook at 2 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able?
Paul said, I want to spare you all this wahala. Oh. Stay single. Oh. Stay single. Oh.
Because the man might need to eat at any time of the day. Are you able to make sacrifices? Are you able to go through that inconvenience? That stretching? That sacrifice? Are you able? I have seen some married people, whether male or female, maybe a married woman, that will say, I don't like sex. And you are married. You are in the wrong game. So I don't like sex. He wants to have sex every day. Are you able?
Okay.
I'm telling you, I know many married women, they only sleep with their husband when they want to have a child. Not joke, real life story. They have sex in that family once in 2 years. When it's time to have children. So how do you enter a marriage and you don't want to have sex? How do you enter a marriage and you don't like to cook? How do you enter a marriage and you don't like to serve another person? Because that's all you're going to be doing in that marriage. You're going to be serving someone. You're going to be serving another person. Are you able? Are you able? Are you able? If you are here and you're still a mommy's boy, you are not able. You know mommy's boy? He can't make any decision for himself. Let's ask mommy. I don't even know where some of these people come out from. You see a full-grown man with hair on his chest like carpet grass. Hair on his chest like carpet grass. Oh. As in there can be grass cutter inside that thing. Bush meat inside that grass. He come out and say, is anything my mother say? Is what my mother say that I must do? One of the LDM we did, who brought big feeding bottle. I'm sure they didn't share. He said, I cannot marry any girl that my mother does not agree. When you make that statement in itself is the reason why you should not even be getting married in the first place. Because if you are not big enough, if you are not mature enough, if you are not wise enough to pick your wife, you are not wise enough to even marry her. If your mother has to pick a wife for you, then you are a boy. I cannot marry anybody except my mother agree. You're a baby. So you are not able mentally. You are not able mentally. You can make your own decisions. Hallelujah. Are you able? Are you able to make those adjustments? To make those sacrifices? Financial capacity to deal with challenges when they come, because they come. Hallelujah. Not that something happens, you're the one crying more than your wife is not petting you. It's all of you to stand and defend the home. Then lastly, number 5. I have to close now. Are you amiable? Are you amiable? To be amiable simply means to be pleasant, to be good-natured, to be likable. Likable. To be pleasant, to be good-natured, to be likable. Are you attractive? Are you attractive? There's something about beauty that attracts. There's something about neatness that attracts. Is somebody here? Are you amiable? Are you attractive? You might not be Miss World, but everybody can be attractive. I did a whole teaching titled 7 Ways to Be a More Attractive Person. You need to get that CD if you don't have it. You can be attractive. Have you noticed, if you've ever been to a group or whatever, have you noticed some people are just more attractive than others in that group? They might not be the finest, but they're just the kind of person that everybody wants to be around. They have a lot of people around them all the time because they are attractive. Are you amiable? Are you likable? Or are you always frowning? Or are you always dirty? Start with your physique. I'm going to do sometime in this year, I'm going to talk about ethics and etiquettes. Because some people, that's what even keeping them single. You must have your bath. Don't laugh. Oh. Every day. For a woman, twice a day. For a man, once is okay. Ah, they tell you now. You better be happy, oh. Some men don't go bathing bath once a week. This is the encouragement that you're making them bath once a day. Because there are some men, they are the one, even their own makeup space. Pass the woman on. Their cream, pass the woman on. Please, you must have your bath. Very important, please. And as an adult, you must use sponge. No, don't laugh. Oh. Kampu, as they're looking at me now, they're trying to pretend so that I won't know it's them I'm talking about. I'm speaking by the Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Ghost has revealed you already, has exposed you. There are some people here watching me now. They don't bath with sponge. They use only soap to rub their body. Now listen. The work of soap is different from the work of the sponge. This is important. It might sound funny, but I know what I'm doing. Because I'm setting somebody free here now. The Holy Ghost is delivering somebody here now as I'm speaking. The work is like, you know what? When you bath with only soap, it's like brushing your teeth with either only toothpaste or only brush. That's exactly what you're doing. You will never get the best result. They must go together to get what? The best result. The same thing with a soap and sponge. If you use only sponge without soap, you go still smell. If you use only soap without sponge, you go still smell. Now, because you have stupid friends, they will not tell you you're smelling. But I'm your pastor. I'm obliged by the Spirit of the Lord to speak to you. I was, many years ago, I was not even born again. You know those days that they have boutique where they sell clothes and they are very usually, very small. You know those boutique? They are not so big. That time, boutique was raining. My brother, we enter one, they price one jeans or something. One girl entered. Single girl. You know when somebody enters somewhere, nobody fit talk. You are using all your energy to breathe slowly because you can't even breathe from your two nostrils. You don't close one, they use one. Make your engine no knock. So you are managing yourself. You can't even talk, you can't laugh. As the girl come out like this, we begin breathe again. The owner of, no, real life, oh, real life. The owner of the shop brought out spray. Real life. Brought out spray. And a girl, no be boy, girl. Now they smell like this. And she won't buy cloth. She won't buy cloth. Somebody should go buy soap and sponge. She won't buy cloth. Now cloth she won't buy. Now they should dip her in Isaiah. Baptism in Isaiah. And detoil together. Not 3 times or 13 times. If I leave her there, I leave her there. Make it soak. So please, the work of sponge is different from the work of soap. They cannot substitute for each other. You only get the best results when you use both. When you sweat, now as a human being, you are sweating every day, every minute. Even if you are in AC, your body is bringing out certain things. even if you're in air conditioning. Those things will remain on the surface of your body. Now, when you use sponge, that's when you are scrubbing those things out. If you don't use sponge, those things will remain. You are like rubbing soap on top of death. It will still smell. Your armpit, you must shave it. If you don't shave it, even if you bath, those hair there, they will hold odor. I know I'm setting somebody free by the Spirit of the Lord. If you don't shave it and you just bath, those hair there will hold the odor like this. So you should shave your armpit and scrub it with sponge. With sponge. Some of you need to use iron sponge. The one we use for pot. Praise God. If you know that you have bad breath, now, some people, you know, most of us, when we wake up in the morning, our mouths will not be smelling nice. That's general. But some people, whether then they wake up, whether they sleep, whether then they go, no matter what's going on, their mouth, they smell 247. Now, if you have those issues, number one, see a dentist. It might be something small that they need to do to stop that odor. Prayer cannot stop it. I know you're thinking I will fast. No, fasting can increase it. So I will just fast. No. Fasting will increase them. See a dentist. Sometimes, some of us have teeth that has space and a lot of food you are eating is depositing there. So some of them are the beans of last Christmas. It's still there. The beans of now, this Saturday, still go meet them. Join. Granite of New Year's Eve day. So you have mixed beans, granite, egg. Because there are spaces in your teeth, those things have deposited. Now you can't talk. See why there's traffic in Lagos? So when you see a dentist, if they can, you to try and track why the odor is like that. So if it's that issue, for instance, they will be, I don't know what they call it, but they will help you remove those things, you know, regularly. I don't know what they call it now. DJ, what they call it? Eh? Scaling and polishing. Okay, good. They will remove those particles there, and they have to do it regularly. There are some people's teeth. Eh? Nobody said the particles they inside they hide though. The particles don't fool inside. So now then the particles they show. I'm not just for the front teeth, like the particles they show. You go see them. You go see this is not a bar. This is a bar. So it's not a goosey. A goosey soup night. And you wonder why your wife doesn't kiss you. If now you go kiss you. Same time you want to kiss her, she's praying in tongues. Mama, blah, 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 blah. So, honey, I'm praying. I'm in the spirit. She knows what she's dodging. Then if it's not a serious issue causing the odor, you can have mints. There are mints and gum and other things that you can use to keep your breath fresh. Help the youth. Are you amiable? Are you pleasant? Are you good looking? How do you dress? Dress well. Dress well. Know things that fit you. It's not everything that is raining that fits you. Don't let anybody punish you. Some people are wearing pencil jeans. You know, so your leg no be pencil. Your leg na ruler. You can't wear pencil jeans. You should know. Don't let anybody deceive you. Nobody should pressure you. Wear the one way fit you. Look good in it. Praise God. Do your hair. It doesn't have to be expensive hair. If you can afford the Brazilian, good. But men don't know the difference. Most men don't know Brazilian from Nigerian. We don't know. So just the important thing is that let it be neat, let it be fine, let it fit you. We don't know the difference. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't let girls pressure you. Wear your own. Praise God. It's not who has Brazilian that marries. They've seen people that have low cuts, they still marry a husband before person get Brazilian. All right? Be pleasant, be nice, have a good disposition, have good character. Many people only have good character when they see an eligible guy around. No. Let good character be your lifestyle. Be polite. I'm going to take out the whole LDM to teach on those things. Some people don't know simple ethics, simple etiquettes. How to use the words please, excuse me. Be pleasant. You can't walk into a room or into a place and not greet people there. I've seen many people pass, they've passed the MD. Then they go and greet secretary. So I want to see your boss. I'm see the MD. Say it's the one you pass at the door that you nearly pushed down. Learn to be polite. Greet everybody. Especially when you are new in a place, greet plus may God, greet everybody. You don't know who the boss man is there. He might not look like it. Are you getting this? I'll close with this story. In my office one time, somebody came there looking for Pastor Kingsley. This was some years ago, so I probably didn't look like this then. Looked very slim and hungry. But my faith was working. So we had an office, proper office, everything. I had receptionist, everything. So, I think I was in the reception doing something. And the visitor came and said, please, I'm looking for Pastor Kings. I said, yes, I'm the one. The person said, no, I'm serious. He said, I'm looking for Pastor Kings. I said, I'm the one. He said, no, please, don't waste my time. I came from a far place. When I saw that the girl was getting angry, I said, okay, please, hold on, sit down. So I went inside. I told the receptionist, you can go back to your place. I went inside my office. So the receptionist went out, gave the person form. She filled the form. The receptionist carried the person into my office. They knock. I say, come in. He came in. Said, that's him. I say, I'm the one. I told you. I told you I'm the one. I told you I'm the one. You don't agree. I told you I'm the one. I'm just fine. I'm young. I'm the one. Praise the Lord. So learn to be polite. All right? Have you been blessed this evening? All right. Okay. Let's just bow our heads for 1 minute, please. If you are here today and you are not born again, please can I pray with you so that I can give your life to Jesus? I know all of us want to marry, but there's also something called the marriage of the Lamb. That's when we're going to be married with the Lord. All right? If you don't get born again, you can't attend that one. You'll not be able to be married. All right? You have to give your life to Jesus Christ. You have to have Jesus into your life. That's what makes you sure of going to heaven. If you're here today and you are not sure if you die now, you'll make heaven, then you need to pray with me today. If you're like that, can you just please raise up your right hand? All heads about. Please raise your right hand. You want to be honest enough, say, Pastor, please pray with me. I am not born again. All heads bowed. Please raise your right hand. Raise your hand. You want to give your life to Jesus today? Yes, God bless you. Raise your hand. You want to give your life to Jesus today? Yes, you want to give your life to Jesus today? Raise your hand. Wherever you are. All heads about. Raise your hand. I want to see you. God bless you. I want to see you. Please raise your hand. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life. Pray with me. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus today? Anyone, you can raise up your right hand. You were born again before, but you have lost that relationship with God and you want to rededicate today. You can raise your hand. Please, I can see your hand up. Can you join them tonight? Quickly. You want to give your life to Jesus also. Raise your right hand. If your hand is raised up, please carry your Bible. Carry your bag. Please come. Come, let's pray. I can see you. Just come. Carry your Bible. Carry your bag. Come, let's pray together. All heads are still bowed. Just come. Come, let's pray. Come. Ushers, direct them. Come. Don't be ashamed. Come. I want to pray with you today. I want to pray with you right here. Come to me. Come to the front. Come to the altar. Let's pray. Let's meet with the Lord tonight. Come on. Just face me. God bless you. I'm waiting for you. Please come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm waiting for you. If you want to join us, please come. Maybe a young woman here. Come. God can do for you beyond whatever you want to do for yourself. God is the best. Accept Him today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please keep coming. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Come. Thank you. Thank you. Please, if you're in front, I want you to put your right hand on your chest. Put your right hand on your chest. I want you to say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please look up.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.